Parshas Chukas opens with the mitzvah Parah Aduma. The Torah declares Zois Chukas HaTorah. Rashi says Lefisha Soten Vuma Soilam Mainenes Yisrael Loimar Ma Mitzvah Zois Uma Tam Yeshbo Lefikach Kosev Bo Chuka Gezeira Him Lefonai Ein Lecha Reshus Lahar Acharel. Rashi tells us that Parah Aduma was an opportunity for the Goyim to poke fun of the Yidden by saying Ma Mitzvah Zois Uma Tam Yeshbo. And therefore the Torah emphasized that Parah Aduma is truly a choik that cannot be understood. We need to understand what is so unique about being a choik. Why did the Eibishter make a mitzvah that is incomprehensible, which only gives the goyim some good material with which to chepper us? The Kliokar asks another question. If Parah Aduma is the only mitzvah referred to as a choik, why does the Torah write Zois Chukas HaTorah? It should have written Zois Chukas HaPora. Is Parah Aduma the whole Torah? Another fascinating observation. Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim discusses the mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael in Mora and gives the following list. Shabbos, Kibud Aveim, Parah Aduma Bedinim. It is clear that mitzvahs Parah Aduma was deemed important enough to be given already in Mora before Matan Torah. We need to understand what about the mitzvahs Parah Aduma is so vital that it needed to be given already in Mora, even before Matan Torah. Shabbos, we can understand, we know how fundamental Shabbos is to our Amunah and Chiddush HaOlam, and it's the fundamental ice that makes a Yid a Yid. Similarly, Kibud Av is the foundation for our Messiah of Torah Misinai that is transmitted from parents to children. Dinim as well is necessary for there to be basic law and order. But Parah Aduma, what is so essential about this mitzvah that it needed to be established in advance of Matan Torah? It is possible that we could gain a new insight into this idea of Parah Aduma being a choik from the following medrash. The medrash tells us that Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem Mikol Odom, tried desperately to be able to understand the time of Parah Aduma. Shteit medrash, Omar Shlomo, b'chol parshia shel Torah, b'chol imkei chochma nichnasti, v'amadati aleihem. Ela al parsha zu tzovach, echkema v'yirachoykem imeni. It is clear that Shlomo, with his infinite wisdom, invested tremendous efforts to be able to understand the time of every mitzvah. And he tried with all his intellect to reveal the time of Parah Aduma until he claimed a defeat and acknowledged, Amarti echkemo v'hi rechoykem imeni, as if to say, I thought I was smart enough, but it escaped me. Firstly, you must understand, why was Shlomo so desperate to understand the time of every mitzvah? Is one not mekayim the mitzvah if he doesn't know the time of the mitzvah? It seems clear that it is very essential to know the time of mitzvahs. And so we find our Achaim in Sefer Vayikra telling us that doing a mitzvah without connecting to the time of mitzvah is keguf b'li neshama. The Achaim is teaching us that there's a whole different bren, a whole new geshmak in doing a mitzvah while connecting to the yisoid b'sheirish of the mitzvah. Accordingly, we can understand why Shlomo HaMelech invested so much to understand the time of every mitzvah. But now we need to understand, what would be so terrible if Shlomo HaMelech would be able to understand Parah Aduma as well? Why did the Eibishter have to make it a choik? All Shlomo HaMelech wanted was an added quality in his Kiyama Mitzvah. Secondly, why did Shlomo HaMelech even bother to put on an effort? Didn't Shlomo HaMelech know the Pasuk of Zayis Chukas HaTeira? And didn't he realize that Parah Aduma is intrinsically a choik and impossible to be understood by a human being? Couldn't Shlomo HaMelech accept that despite being the Chochem Mikol Odom, there's still something called a Choik that is literally not within the capacity of human comprehension? If so, what was his initial quest all about till he surrendered? It would seem to be a futile endeavor from the onset. It seems clear that we have misunderstood the concept of this Choik of Parah Aduma. Evidently, Parah Aduma is not totally beyond human understanding, and I think there is an irrefutable proof to this fact. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the time. As the Medrash says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Lecho ani megal letam poreh, aval la'achar chuka. The Medrash clearly states that Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of understanding Parah Aduma. If so, we can begin to understand Shlomo HaMelech's attempt. He knew from Moshe Rabbeinu that it was physically possible to understand. And as the Chochem Mikol Odom, he justifiably thought that he could possibly grasp it as well. And that is what motivated him to try to gain this meaning in this mitzvah as well. So why couldn't he? And if it's physically possible for Seichel and Anushi to understand this mitzvah, so why is it even called a Choik? The answer is, like Rashi says, it is very meduyik that the Eibishter did not respond that the depth of this tam was beyond the human intellect, but rather it is a gezeira, a decree, a deliberate decision of the Eibishter shloi kederach hateva, to not allow Shloima access, Shloima HaMelech access to the tam. Ein lecha reshus laharach areo. This was not about human limitations, but actually a calculated denial of access. And eventually Shloima HaMelech realized this and surrendered and said, V'hi rechoikem imeni. The Eibishter decided to distance him from the tam. If so, we need to understand, why did the Eibishter consider this necessary? Especially at the expense of missing out on this connection to this mitzvah. Also, if it was deemed necessary to hide it from Shlomo HaMelech v'chocho mikol adam, why did this same gezeira not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is that there's something very beneficial to knowing the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and it gives the Mekayim HaMitzvah a whole new dimension, a whole new connection to the mitzvah. As the Aruch Chaim so eloquently describes, it provides the neshama for the mitzvah. But there is also a very inherent danger in intellectualizing our Kerem Mitzvahs. As we begin to appreciate the Tamei HaMitzvahs, we run the dreadful risk of doing mitzvahs as an outgrowth of our understanding that it is a worthwhile act. And if we begin to rationalize our mitzvahs, we totally lose our connection to the Eibishter. We are no longer a mitzvah v'oise from the Greisa Mitzvah, but rather humanitarian, benevolent people that are committed to making intellectually sound life decisions. This has nothing to do with Taryag Mitzvahs and does not connect us to the Eibishter. We must ensure that the seminal motivator for doing mitzvahs is Ki Chein Tzivani Abayrei, and that bittel to the Bayrei Olam is in peril when we begin to understand the rationale behind the mitzvahs. How are we to balance the great benefit of knowing the Tamei HaMitzvahs with the danger of knowing all the Tamei HaMitzvahs and only being willing to do the mitzvahs out of an appreciation that it is a worthwhile endeavor instead of bittel to the Bayrei Olam? Zogt der Eibishter, I'll give one mitzvah and I'll be geizah shalai kederach hateva, that even the chocham mikol adam will not be able to understand its tam. Once the Eibishter keeps one mitzvah without an available understanding, he has ensured that our entire kiyum mitzvahs is not done out of an appreciation for it being worthwhile, but rather out of a bittel to the Eibishter. Our adherence to Parah Aduma clearly declares that our commitment to mitzvahs is not dependent on our understanding. Now that the Eibishter has given one mitzvah of choik, that guarantees that all of our mitzvahs are no longer dependent on our understanding. Then the Eibishter can let us benefit from the added meaning that we get from the rest of the Tamei HaMitzvahs. In this light, we can understand that yes, the Eibishter was taking away the geshmak of doing mitzvahs Parah Aduma with the Tamei HaMitzvah, but it was a necessary gezeirah to ensure that we maintain a proper approach to all of our mitzvahs. And in order to allow us to have the revelation of other Tamei HaMitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us one mitzvah of Parah Aduma, that's a choik. We now understand both the significance of having at least one mitzvah that's a choik, but we also understand that this one mitzvah being a choik actually defines our entire Kiyum Mitzvahs of all the Tariq Mitzvahs. And now we can appreciate the Loshen of Zayis Chukas HaTeira, not Zayis Chukas HaPora, as through the choik of Parah Aduma, we allow our Kiyum of Kol HaTeira Kula to have the Maila of a choik, done solely because Ki Chein Tzivani Abayri. Yes, the Goyim will shepherd us that these mitzvahs don't have any time, but that's a Goyish Akuk, that obedience to a higher calling needs to be rooted in our understanding. Yet a Yid stands proud and recognizes that the ultimate relationship with the Eibishter is one of Godla Mitzvah Ba'isa, where one out of Hachno is subservient regardless of one's ability to understand the value of the commandment. We can now understand why, despite Shloima's deepest desire to gain the understanding of Mrs. Parah Aduma, to have this added dimension of the Tam HaMitzvah, the Neshama of the Mitzvah, the Eibishter made a Gezeira to ensure that the Bittel, the Avdus, would not be compromised. If so, why was Moshe Rabbeinu deemed worthy of receiving the Tam HaMitzvah Paraduma more than Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochmah Mikol Adam? The answer is that this decision had nothing to do with Chochmah, but rather to do with Abdus, with Achno, with Bittel. And in that, Moshe Rabbeinu had no peer. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only person in Chemushichem Sheteire that is granted the title of Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu personified the ultimate Bittel and Eved Hashem. He had the midah of total subservience to the Eibishter, b'chol beisin nemonhu. And therefore the Eibishter decided that he was an exception to the rule, and he could be afforded the added dimension of Tama Mitzvah Paraduma without the slightest risk of his total bittel of being an Eved Hashem. And yet we find a very mystical medrash that brings B'sho sh'olam Moshe l'morim Shama koilo she'akonish baruch hu she'yoshik v'oisik b'teir b'parshis pora v'oimer halocha b'shem omroi Rav Lazer oimer Eglo b'ashnosu paras b'ashtayim Oma lifnei riboino oilomim Yihi rotzen she'ei mechalotzai. Moshe Rabbeinu hears the Eibishter saying over a memra b'parah aduma, and he begs that he could have some sort of shaychus to this mitzvah. Obviously, there are many layers to this medrash, but at the simplest level, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was almost lamenting that he didn't have the full experience of doing Parah Aduma as a choik b'laytam, and wanted to have some chelek in that experience. As the Chassam Sefer points out, that feeling of tzar from this gezeira, not allowing all of us to know the tam, was equally experienced by Moshe Rabbeinu, as he was actually mitztayer to receive the tam and lose the experience of doing a mitzvah out of absolute bittul. It's no wonder that the Gemara attributes our schus of Efer Poro to Avram Avinu's mido of Anoichi Ofer Ve'Efer. That hachno is what the choik of Paradum is all about. With this in mind, we can now understand why Paraduma needed to be preceded Matan Torah as a prerequisite to Kabbalah's all-tiring mitzvahs, as the ultimate prelude to Nasiv and Ishma. That's the acceptance of a choik of doing mitzvahs beyond our understanding, but with a fierce conviction that whatever the Eibishter commands us is inherently good. And that is why Mitzvahs Paraduma needed to be given already in Morah as a mandatory preface to Matan Torah. As we learn Parshas Paraduma, we gain a new appreciation for both the tremendous benefit of knowing the pnimius of the mitzvahs and the added dimension that Tamiya mitzvahs provide. But we also internalize the beauty of Yiddishkeit that constantly remains a yesod of Kikach Tzivani Aboirei, a religion that admires the relationship to a higher calling that surpasses our puny human intellect and appreciates the gadlus of Godla Mitzvah Va'isa. May we all be zeicha to grow in our Avodas Hashem, and may we all be yidden that Ma'aseinu are merubim mechochmaseinu. A guten Shabbos.